Hello, everyone. This is Harley, obviously. Ha ha ha. Sorry. I don't know. I kind of just felt like recording today and work. I guess let's give you an update of what's been going on in the life of Harley. So at work, I'm kind of promoted, sort of ish. I got this job in June, and I was at a position and doing a thing, and I told them in my interview, I'm gonna work my way up in the company, and they're like, oh, okay. And then, I started to bother them about it and get on to them about it and saying, hey, I want to start doing this. What can I do? And started to talk to people, letting them know my intentions. And everyone seemed like they were okay with this. And then one of my bosses, I guess, there's like the general manager of the store. And then there's a few managers under them, plus HR people. And well, one of the main ones that deals with me, he's like our, I don't know. He's like right under our general manager, came up to me and he's just like, so, Harley, you've done this thing, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. And then he left and then he came back. And this is like a few hours in between. And he said, well, there's a position open. Are you interested? And I was like, yes, of course I'm interested. Sorry, today's been actually a really good day. And so the thing is that he told me that I would be the manager of a small department and I would get to write the schedules. I would get a promotion, pay raise, full-time plus benefits, like, the whole shebang, and I was, like, 90% positive, like, 90% positive, let me go home and talk to my husband, and he's like, okay, makes sense, blah, blah, blah. So, talked to husband, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, and then I went to work the next day, and he said, I talked to this person, and there's not a pay raise, and I said, you know what? It's still worth it. It's totally still worth it because I still get benefits and full time and I'm a manager person and I'm down for that. And then a couple days later, I find out that I don't get anything at all. I don't get a promotion. I don't get a pay raise. I don't get benefits. I don't get anything. But they all said that they were going to take care of me. Quotes, little quoties in the air. I might, depending on how well I do, which I've been doing pretty well, and I've had a few people who have actually commended me for being amazing, and for pulling this thing, whatever it is, together, and not letting it burn to the ground, and, I think I've done pretty well, and I'm kind of really proud of myself. I like the people who I'm working with, I love being a boss person. Like, it's so, I don't know. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about it, but when I'm like me, like sexy, lols, when I'm like sexual me, I'm pretty submissive. With friends, like not sexual, but not work, it kind of depends on the friend, like how I act towards them, like dominant, I can enunciate, I guess neutral, because I have some friends who, there's one, I love him dearly, and he's a wonderful person, for the most part, but sometimes he's just a child, and it's like, I have to mom him, and don't get me wrong, I love doing that, but the fact that I don't have to, it's a choice, and I know that. The fact that there's a reason to kind of bothers me, but he's also known me for like 8 years and still talks to me, so I guess I should just kind of let that slide. But then at work, I'm extremely dominant, and I am extremely the boss person. Not so much as a you listen to me, you do as I say, but kind of, like, I try not to be a dick about it. And I don't know, I enjoy working with one of the people that I work with. She's very like-minded, very hard work ethic, very similar to mine, and, because I work my ass off, like, I work a lot, I have so much overtime. Oh my gosh, it's not even funny. Well, it's not funny, because there's so much money, I love it, I love money. But yeah, and we're getting some people, and this other guy, he's kind of, I don't know what I think about him. Like, he's a good kid, but it's not, he's not quite all there, and he just, I guess, I'm a very fast-paced, multiple things going on all at once, big multitasker, get shit done, understand stuff, try to get it so I can I want to learn it so I can get it and so I can do it well. And I can be good at it because I like being good at things. And he's always confused. And he thinks it's funny that he's always confused. And it's, I wouldn't say it's mildly infuriating. If someone doesn't know how to do their job, that's fine. I understand. I love teaching. I love training. Training's like my favorite thing in the world. But when someone chooses not to do their job, that is true, like, work rage, Harley. Like, dear Lord, do not cross my path. And yesterday, he kind of decided not to do his job on a really important thing. So luckily, he didn't come in until noon today, and I had time to chill, and I had time to goose verba, and, like, calm down, and, like, okay, we need to have a little powwow. You need to do your job, because it's kind of your job. Now we're gonna work on it and try and make it easier for you, but you still have to do it. So we're good now, because we just are. Because I fix things, that's what I do. tomorrow's Thanksgiving, holy shit. Today wasn't terrible, today was actually pretty okay, and tomorrow I am going in by myself to work for 8.5 hours, and that'll be fun, so that's cool. Time and a half, which is like, bitchin', and then I'm gonna come home, and I have 3 days off, so that's kind of amazing. So, yeah. I don't know, I'm, like, making money and stuff, and my credit report is really good, my credit score, the cats are pretty good, husband's actually doing okay, family's okay, getting, I don't know, doing that whole adult thing, it's pretty cool, kind of annoying, but that's how it is, so, I think I'm gonna record some stuff, so... Yeah, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving, or happy Thursday for people who don't care about dead birds and things. Okay, bye.